Bismillah ar-Rahim. So this is the standard question that has become so cliched that it elicits snickers in the youngsters and raising eyebrows in the elders, but the problem is still there and it's not going to go away. Therefore, the question is the standard question that I get asked and all the speakers get asked. A brother says, I'm a young brother, 24 years old, I'm interested in going studying medical school, but and I want to get married to a particular sister, but my parents keep on telling me I am not ready, and I really want to get married to save myself from fitna, from the things around me. What should I do, etc., etc.? Wallahi, marriage is one of the biggest clashes that youth have with their parents. And this is something that no matter how many times we talk about this and raise the issue, the same issues keep on coming up. The parents are thinking as if when they were 19, 20, 25. And they keep on thinking, look, I was your age, I went through this, what's the problem? Why can't you wait? I was 30 when I got married, I was 29 when I got married. And the fact of the matter is, times have changed. Times have changed. We're not living in back home anymore. I've been through this as well. I got married when I was 21 years old. And wallahi, it was one of the wisest decisions I ever made. I was 21 years old. And alhamdulillah, my parents were supportive of this. And I thank Allah for that. Even though it was a little bit of a pushing. But anyway, eventually they did come around in understanding. I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for that. The fact of the matter, look, our youngsters are being exposed to things you never even imagined of. And they have lots of opportunities to fall into haram. They are normal human beings. It's not anything abnormal. You also were normal at that age, but you lived in a different environment, a different culture, different society. People were very different around you when you were growing up than they are now. In our times, you know, a kid came to me. A child came to me. I think, what, how old was he? 14 or something? And he said, my peers make fun of me because I don't have a girlfriend. The kids at school call me, you know what they're going to call me, like, because I'm not attracted to women, they think. And I think I'm attracted to men. And he's almost in tears. He goes, what can I do now? Now, you didn't have to deal with that issue when you were 14 or 15, did you? This is a 14-year-old kid, and he's confused because he wants to be a good Muslim, but what is he going to do? Because all of his friends are having girlfriends and having whatnot, and he's trying to live a straight life. So look, point of fact here, your kids have two alternatives. And this is not a kid, it's a 24-year-old, he's an adult. He has two alternatives, haram or halal. There's no in middle, right? It's either haram or halal. You can either encourage him for the halal or face the consequences of falling into haram. It's really, there's not that much, you know, magic to understand this. It's very simple. My advice to you, if your child shows the maturity of marriage, right? 24 is an old enough age. And if at that young age, they feel that, look, I think I can manage, then don't worry about the sustenance. Allah says in the Quran, and I know this is, sometimes parents think, how is it going to happen? Allah clearly says in the Quran, إِن يَكُنْ فَقِيرًا, if they are poor, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah will give them from His fadl. And this is with regards to marriage. With regards to marriage, Allah says, if they are poor, Allah will give them of His fadl. You know, I got married, I didn't have a full-time job at the time. 21, what am I going to have? You know, I didn't know where the sustenance would come from. But alhamdulillah, we managed. It wasn't easy. And you know what? Struggling the way that we did, wallahi, not only did it make me more mature faster, it cemented the bonds between my wife and I. Made us a better couple because we had to face certain problems, certain issues that perhaps we wouldn't have had to face if we didn't go through that. So if your teenager, if your young 20, 22-year-old son or daughter expresses a sincere desire to get married, test them with their maturity. And if they are mature enough to handle the situation, I would personally be encouraging. And do what you can to help out. Sacrifice what you can. But inshallah, I think in the long run, it will be better for you and for them. And also, by the way, now I speak to the youth here. Just like you remember how you're feeling now, don't forget this when your own child becomes 19, 20 as well. Don't forget this, that it's a different world, different place. Encourage them. Marriage, wallahi, is one of the biggest problems that our youth face. And inshallah, we're having actually huge conferences about this soon. It'll be announced soon in the public. But we're having major conferences about the issue of marriage in the second generation. And by the way, divorce rates are also going up. It's a big problem. And that is another issue. Why is it going up? Because their conception of marriage is taken from Hollywood and Bollywood. It's not taken from the real world. We didn't do a good job of educating them what is really marriage. So no doubt, there is no simplistic answer. But if you sense maturity from them, and if they have prayed their istikhara, and if they have found an appropriate spouse, I would personally be supportive of it. And you know, there's also the alternative, by the way, and with this we'll move on. There's also the alternative of having the katbu kitab only. And that is that the wife and husband, they have the nikah contract done, but not the consummation. So what this allows is that they can talk together, they can, you know, go to the movie theater if they want together, they can go out on a date together. In other words, there's this sense of I have a companion, but they're not yet living together. And there's nothing wrong with having the katbu kitab, it's called. You have the marriage contract, and then you say, inshallah, when you have an apartment, then you can have the big ceremony of the consummation and take her to your house. Until then, we simply have the nikah contract. So technically you're married, but you're not living together. So there has this sense of, like I said, you can express your love. Wallahi is a human element as well. You want to love somebody and you want to be loved. It's not just lust. It's also a human element that you want to express that love. You want to feel like a normal human being. And so this katbu kitab, this marriage contract, what it will do? It will allow those emotions to be expressed in a halal manner and will give stability to the life. It will even give your son or daughter an incentive to do good in studies and move on to the next stage of life. And this is certain advice. I'm sure Imam Majid has much better advice as well.
Jazakallah khair. But I would like just to warn young people for four things. Number one, you need to do premarital counseling. I would like to say that marriage have one component on it, was the major components, is to protect the person. But you have to know is a whole package. It comes with other responsibilities. The reason that marriage is failing in second generation Muslims, they get in divorce within the first 5 years, because that some people have not taken marriage serious. It's a replacement of dating, replacement of this and that. Marriage, a person had to be taught what is marriage is all about, and that's why we offer here in Adam's premarital counsel before we marry people. Person have to know what are the responsibility, what are the obligations, what it takes to be a husband, what it takes to be a wife. This is number one. Number two, I will agree the issue of katb al-kitab with one condition. Because some people taking katb al-kitab is that it is trying it out. Let us try it out. And many marriages break with katb al-kitab and just doing nikah only. We have seen it, and I have seen it all the times. And what they do is take it like, now they give us a license of Islamic dating. Halal things, a kosher and halal mark on it. And therefore they go out and so forth. Guess what happened? After a year they say, we don't like to be married anymore. And not only that, the parents, sometimes they do katb al-kitab, and they think that the marriage is not being consummated. The marriage is being consummated in the first month. Seriously. Number three, that I would like to warn, the parents. That is very important that the parents and the children, when they sit down, they talk about what the parents expect of the children, what they're looking for, and the child have to share that with them. What happened here is the child sometimes do a lot of feeling, meet the sister at the MSA, all the respect to the MSA, or he meet her at the Sudanese club at the school, or the Pakistani American Association, whatever it might be, or cyberspace love. There's something called Naseeb.com and Shadi.com and Every.com that you can imagine. People fall in love also in cyberspace called virtual community. And they go so much into the relationship, and then they come later and they tell their husband, guess what? I'm in love. And I really want you to understand why. And then the clash begins. The nasiha that we have, that the parents and the children sit together, discuss what the child wants, what the parents wants, to develop a strategy that how we're going to go about it. The last nasiha I'd like to give is the position of people having possessive. Sometimes they don't like the child to get married because they don't like the child to go. And therefore, the child, they want to keep the child 30 years old, my baby. He's really, he's still your baby, but he is a grown man. He needs to establish his relationship. And that's why it is there's a nice book written, Al-insanu yadhallu tiflan hatta tamutu ummu. A man remains as a child until his mother dies. That's true. As he just saying, Sheikh Yasser, that they ask him if he have drank his milk or have enough clothes, still. But we need to tell the parents to have to understand that the child now has to have a life of their own, and therefore you need to draw that line. Now, for those are the things I just want to mention in this issue, because inshallah, I don't know if it's a Salma is here, we're writing a book in this issue, taking all the scenarios I've heard of in my 21 years in America, and she had experience in counseling, and the book, inshallah, in the final stage.